Hi, welcome to the Resistance Quest podcast. This is Mark Lutis, certified personal trainer, now entering my second decade in the fitness industry. This is episode zero of the RQ podcast entitled, What is the Purpose? In which we discuss the main purpose of this podcast. My main purpose in starting a podcast is to bring fitness down to earth, to give you options, not just in terms of what to do, but in terms of how to think about fitness and health. I want to speak to some underrepresented groups, fitness latecomers, asthmatics, ectomorphs, folks with injuries, and people who hate the gym. And most of all, I want to empower you to decide what you want from your own health, your own body, your own life. To live up to the Resistance Quest motto, embrace your power. Let's get into where Resistance Quest is coming from. One of the things I try to do as a trainer is remove the moral implications from fitness and nutrition. When a person is trying to embark on a fitness lifestyle and is having trouble doing so, they often meet themselves with questions like, why can't I do this? What's wrong with me? Why can't I do what other people seem to do? Why is it so hard for me? I must not want it enough. Questions like these contain very harsh self-judgments, judgments based on a standard that exists separate from yourself. What I mean is, someone else decided what you should be able to do, totally without regard for your actual life, and you are judging yourself based on that standard, not on any standard you set yourself. I have seen it time and time again, this mindset leading to constant and repetitive self-sabotage. On the one hand, the goals being pursued, whether they're weight loss, bigger muscles, or some combination of the two, were not chosen by you, the individual. And secondly, the possibility of ever being good enough rapidly diminishes because the people you're comparing yourself to live according to lifestyles that have almost nothing whatsoever to do with your own. I'm talking about the people on Instagram, YouTube, wherever. So their morals, so to speak, their senses of what's good enough versus not good enough, adequate versus inadequate, do not really apply to you. At some point in your life, you decided to focus on a certain field, career or family, most likely, or perhaps these responsibilities were thrust on you, out of your control. Either way, in our society, specialization is the key to getting ahead in life. That focus came at the expense, perhaps, of your own health. You chose to build a business, raise a family, pursue a creative goal, learn a language, go to school, or any number of other things that benefit from monopolizing your time. Or maybe you chose to do nothing at all, which is harder than it sounds, and definitely going against the grain. And then, at some point in your life, maybe right now, you said, hey, you know, I'd also like to look better and feel better. You deserve a lot of credit for the thing you were building before you made this decision to get healthy. And you deserve no discredit because you weren't able to integrate fitness into that lifestyle. We don't really learn how to organize complex schedules in school. And most of the structure we do receive, whether it be sports, class schedules, or the like, is imposed on us externally. So structure is not learned, but rather tolerated. Most people are behind in something in their lives, whether it's bills, medical visits, social interactions, sleep, or time in the gym. And even if they're not, they might very well be behind in something else, a well-developed sense of themselves. Sometimes this is what we think we're developing when we're developing our careers or families, and sometimes it is. But then, why is it so hard to integrate fitness into a lifestyle once enough years have seemingly passed? Is it because of some failure of character? Is it because your sense of yourself is false? Nope. It's because that sense of yourself was focused on building a life for yourself. What is a life? From one perspective, a life is a series of habits, and these habits are not undone in a weekday, or a week, or even a fortnight. Breaking a habit doesn't come easily, but neither did the things you were working for. Your career, business, family, experiences, education, etc. Your sense of who you are. So where does that leave us? Finding where fitness fits into your sense of who you are can be a challenging process, just like discovering what you wanted to do with your life. Figuring out what exercise you like or dislike, what your strengths and weaknesses are, and what information is useful to you is a somewhat complex and daunting process. But don't tell me you can't do it. Look at your life. You did that. With help, with support, perhaps, but you did it. You got up every day and did it. You dealt with the heartache of loss, the challenges of parenthood, the anxieties of the workplace, the maw of uncertainty, the challenges that face every one of us every day by virtue of being human. And you made something out of it. How sick is that? And you can do the same with fitness, with exercise, with wellness, with your own health. You can embrace the power you already have and use it to reach your goals and be healthier. This is what Resistance Quest tries to help people do. Instead of seeking the path of least resistance, or the path of most resistance just because, you can seek the path of resistance that you need to move forward, and there is no wrong way to do it, as long as you're improving. In this podcast, I hope to explore these and many more ideas: strength training for the general public, nutrition, the fitness industry, veganism, dealing with injuries, and a lot more, based on my 10 years as a fitness professional. If you like what I'm doing, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Resistance Quest. Or you can visit my website, www.resistancequest.com, for more information. I hope you'll join me next time in episode 1, and thanks for listening.